Hi, I'm Madonna. Previously on the Phil Hendry Show. Gainesville, hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, sir.
I got a comment about this moron you got on the radio there, and because he's got no idea what's going on in Cuba. I came in Cuba. Yes, I am a wet feet.
You know, I came out here
in 1980 on the Mario Boat lift.
Mario.
Yeah, that's right. I'm a Marielito.
Marielito.
And let me tell you something, buddy. I came out here. I'm a very successful man. And you know what? I worked my ass off to get out here where I'm at. And that thing about eating people, man, that's from your own country.
No,
you
sir.
People are the ones that put kids on a stick and fry them.
The poor people of Cuba.
Man, I was a poor person in Cuba.
Didn't you eat a kid?
Yeah, we don't eat no damn kids. You're crazy, man. You guys are the ones that are eating all the kids over there.
Because what I read is
nothing. I'll tell you what, if that kid goes back to Cuba, you know what's
going
to happen
to him? He's going to be...
Exactly. The same thing that happened to me. They put his ass in a military school at the age of 13, no matter what happens to him. You think his dad's going
to
spend time with him?
They go
out of your mind.
Do they go to... They put the kid at 13 into a military high school?
Yes, in a military high school at 13.
Now, how long do you stay in the military in Cuba from 13 to when?
Until you service the military service.
Until how long? I mean,
you go to military school until you're old enough to go into the Army.
Yeah.
And that's at the age of 17.
If they don't eat you first.
Until you're 23.
If you don't eat, if you would rather go to military to eat you in Miami.
Man, you're crazy, man. You're the only one people eating kids in Miami.
No. Listen to me.
Look, you know how you got. Why you came out here? Why you came to the United States?
I come to the United States of America because I wanted to start
a
business.
Because you couldn't handle your own country eating your kids. That's
I don't eat my kids. A Cuban will put that boy.
That kid will have a better life in the United States than he will in Cuba.
Let me ask you
a
question.
You have no idea what the hell you're talking about.
What you do? You say you're a wet foot, you're successful. I don't believe you.
I'm a wet foot. I got four kids in here sitting in my house.
You're a wet foot? How are you here legally?
My 14 years old. Where do I put a barbecue at?
How are you here legally? The wet foot is not legal.
Oh, I'm not legal? You want to see my citizenship, you asshole?
The dry foot is legal.
Man, you don't even know what the hell you're talking about. You probably came out here just jumping a damn boat and came out here talking about a damn plane.
Four kids in your house.
I bet you do good couples with Fidel Castro.
You know
man.
Something, my friend? I'm not a communist, but I will tell you this. You have four children in your house. If you were a Cuban and you were not a good man, you would never starve.
Man.
Would you?
I don't know what the hell you get that from.
He seems to think.
Get out of there.
What is this stuff you're talking about, Rudy, about they're laying in a supply of marinade?
They have a marinade.
Phil, he's got no idea what he's talking about.
That's
man.
Right.
They do that in his country. I don't know what they call that barbecue stuff they do in his country.
Kid on a stick.
Cubans don't do that, man. You're crazy.
You're a citizen?
Yes, I am a citizen.
Man, I don't know how that happened.
How did it happen? Because I worked my ass off for it, and I earned it.
You must have slipped through the cracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Guy like you
become... You're the one who slipped through.
These people in Cuba...
These people
in Miami who want the boy to go back are anti-American.
You think his dad is talking right out of his heart?
Because...
He's being coached.
You can't make a father say...
You ain't nothing but a damn communist.
I am a communist. The worst thing you call me a communist, you call me a communist.
Yeah, you're a damn
You call me a communist to my face, my friend. You call me a communist to my face.
You
know what? I slap your face. I slap your face like a woman. You call me a communist.
All right, calm down. Just calm down. The guy, sir, you're a citizen. Never mind. Why do you got to bait the guy with the citizenship? And forget about whether they're laying in a supply of marinade, okay?
It takes a long time for you to season a bathtub of marinade. And let me tell you that.
This bathtub guy, America.
This guy should go over there. He'd be real good with Castro over there, man.
Thanks,
thank you.
You are Castro's...
You
want to be Castro's girlfriend.
Probably, but I'd be better off than you are.
All right, listen, thanks for your call.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
It's Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686 with about $121,000 toward my friend's place and our annual Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD sale. So we've made about $121,000 for the kids at my friend's place here in Los Angeles. And my friend's place is a resource center for homeless and runaway kids. We sell our CD for $23.50. $3.50 goes to shipping and handling, and $20 goes to the folks at my friend's place from each compact disc. So about 121 G's. We're very very, very slowly but surely making our way to that big momentous moment when we'll bust 170 sometime, you know, before I retire. I don't know, because right now it was slow, but it's internet sales. How is it that those cats at Amazon make all that jack? How do those guys at Priceline bring down all that coin? And I can't give this crap away. Maybe it's something having to do with the material. I doubt it, though. I really do. I do know one thing about our show. This is the only afternoon drive show in Los Angeles that isn't stealing its material these days, but that isn't saying a whole lot. By the way, I met Roy Laughlin, who's the general manager of KISS FM. What a good-looking, handsome, sharp-dressing guy. And he told me all about how Rick Dees listens to the show religiously in the afternoon. And then he said to me something along the lines of, he wanted me to work for them. I don't know what that has to do. Mornings. But I wouldn't be interested in that. But anyway, no, Roy's a good-looking guy. Did you see him go down the hall, Craig? God, is he cute. And I said to him, why don't you put his face on my billboard, and I'll answer all your phone calls for you, Roy. And yeah, let's talk about your wife, Ellen. Now, say a couple mornings. No, never mind. 1-800-449-8686 is the number, and we're going to go open phones here for just a few seconds, just to kick, but get the week going, hopefully on a good foot. Let's go to, where are we, Mike? Chatsworth. Hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Phil, great show as always. You were talking about the Elian Gonzalez kid, and I wanted to bring up the Make-A-Wish Foundation that I don't think anybody said about.
Okay, well, we really weren't talking about Elian Gonzalez. We had a guy from last week talking about it.
Well, I heard the guy talking about the kid.
Right. Well, what did you want to say?
Well, I want to let every kid know about the Make-A-Wish Foundation that I've been trying to tell a lot of people about it. And I think that it's one way for the Elian Gonzalez to go to America legally.
How?
Well,
turn your radio down, kid, okay? And if you got friends of yours there...
Hold on.
Jesus.
I'm sorry.
If you got friends of yours sitting there, excuse me, bugging you, tell them to buzz off, okay? What about the Make-A-Wish Foundation?
I was hearing about about Elian Gonzalez wanting to stay in America.
Right. You think Make-A-Wish can help him?
Yes, I definitely do. And I don't think he's being well served by the adults that have control over him. Because they should tell him about it.
What does Make-A-Wish do? You have to get into the, you know, the reasons.
Okay. Make-A-Wish Foundation is an organization in America for kids who want to make a wish and have a dream come true. There's another one.
Is it like Starlight?
Yeah, I was going to say it's like the Starlight Foundation. And what they do is they make dreams come true for kids. Sometimes they're sick kids. Most of the time they're kids who want to do something, but there's no way they get to be able to do it.
All right, so if Elian Gonzalez, who wants to stay in America... And obviously we have the Immigration Service, and we have the Cuban government, and we have the American government. What possible sway do you think these guys have? I don't know who these guys are. Mike's nodding his head. He knows Make-A-Wish Foundation does what? For sick kids?
No, but for any kid.
So they'll do it for any kid?
Any kid. And what's good about the Make-A-Wish Foundation, that I don't know if any of your listeners know nothing about it, they get things done every single time that a kid's gotten in there to ask him for something, they do it, because that's how good they are. They get things done. And it.
So do they have connections with people? I've heard, was that the organization that got the little boy to be a cop in England?
Yeah, that's it. That's what they do. They're really good. And the reason is because we're the future of America, and they should do what we ask them to do because of we're being the future of America. But that's what I said to a friend of mine. This kid should call them.
Well, there must be a reason why, and for obvious reasons. We got some confusion here. My producer, Mike Schaefer, says the Make-A-Wish Foundation is a organization for sick, terminally ill kids.
Yeah, they do stuff for terminally ill kids. But for any kid that really wants something, they do it.
Because, I don't understand this.
Because we're the future of America, and you gotta do stuff for us.
Why do we have to do stuff for you? The Make-A-Wish Foundation, you say, Mike, my...
Well, your producer's partially right. But the Make-A-Wish Foundation does stuff for kids because of the future of America that we are.
I didn't know that. Now, where they're located in Hollywood, and I honestly don't know that Elian Gonzalez is going to be helped by the Make-A-Wish Foundation, though, because he's way over in Florida.
No, they're national in scope, and they can get it done on account of we're the future of America. That's why they...
Why do you keep bringing that up? Okay.
Well, that's the reason why they started, because we are the ones that will be taking over the country, and you got to do good stuff for us. Otherwise...
Otherwise what? Otherwise, I mean, what we're trying to do is obviously take care of kids.
Yeah, taking care of kids.
What do we have here? Caller in Torrance who has a little information. Torrance, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes,
how
ma'am.
Are you?
Good.
Hi, Phil. I'm calling in reference to make a correction in regards to the caller that's calling in.
Yeah.
Because the Make-A-Wish Foundation is actually for terminally ill children.
Yeah, it
children
is.
Children with cancer and leukemia, not children that are healthy or anything like that.
No, but he is going to be sent back to a communist country, and they get stuff done. You know what I mean?
They get stuff done for the terminally ill.
Right, but in many ways, ma'am, and I think Mr. Henry would probably agree, communism is a disease that's affecting millions of children around the world. And every time Make-A-Wish Foundation asks to have something done, they've never been turned down.
I understand they have a great success.
Communism is not a disease. Okay, communism is a way of life. It's not a disease. It's not a terminally ill disease.
For a little 8-year-old boy, ma'am, who could be in the military school, I heard that last caller, it's a disease. And I would respectfully submit that because we're the kids of America and we're going to be running everything in America, they should do good stuff for us.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean?
You are, like, taking this way out of proportion.
No, but
you're
I'm just saying...
You're going to a whole different level that has nothing to do with nothing.
What exactly are you saying? Because you're the youth of... All right, hold on. I got to take a break.
We're the youth of America. If you don't treat us good, bad stuff will happen to the country.
What stuff?
Hold on. Hold the line for a minute, ma'am. And you too, kid. Get this kid's name. So Elian Gonzalez ought to call the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They will keep him in America. Now, my producer, Mike Schaefer, is getting on the phone to find out about Make-A-Wish. I always thought that they were for terminally ill kids, and this lady seems to indicate that. This young man, whoever, says they do anything for any kid that needs it. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Good afternoon. Good evening. The Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. And can Elian Gonzalez stay in this country by applying for a favor from the Make-A-Wish Foundation? That's what a young caller is claiming here from Chatsworth, California. You're basically saying that he's being misinformed by his advisors. Apparently, the word that I'm getting is Make-A-Wish Foundation is for terminally ill kids.
Yeah, that's for kids that have problems and are not able to solve the problems. I think that's where you don't get the correct information. But Elian Gonzalez should call up the Make-A-Wish Foundation on account of then he can stay here.
Because?
Because of, it's a wish.
Well, you made some comments that I want to get back to about you being the future of America.
We are the future of America.
Hold the line. I want to get back to a lady who's been waiting patiently here. Go ahead, ma'am.
But we are the future. Stating about the Make-A-Wish Foundation is incorrect. Okay, I'm calling in to clear the air. Make-A-Wish is for terminally ill children only. It is not for children with problems.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Elian Gonzalez. Elian Gonzalez does not have a disease. He is here in a political debate.
What about the fact that communism may starve him?
Communism is not a disease. Communism is a structured way of living.
Yes, and
the society or country has chosen to dictate their society.
Ma'am, I don't want to presume to tell you, but communism, nobody chose that. That's a dictatorship instituted by
that's
the
correct,
dictatorial.
But that's not a disease. That is not a disease.
You don't think that's a social disease
no,
that
it's
eats
not a
away
disease.
At the very fabric and economics of a country?
It's not a disease in the sense of what you are
wow.
relating to.
Well, I mean, Mr.
In reference
Henry, if
to
you're going to mock
Foundation.
Me, I'm simply saying that
if it's for terminally ill kids.
Well, look, I had testicular cancer when I was 14.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And I've called the Make-A-Wish people. I can't get through, but I do want to make a wish. And I, because of my
illness.
Are
you terminally ill?
Well, I had testicular cancer. What do you call that?
Are you terminally ill?
Are you terminally ill? Are you dying?
You try having a testicle removed. You tell me.
Are you dying?
You tell me.
Are you dying? You can't answer
you
that question.
You can't answer that question.
You tell me.
No, obviously, we're not. I can't tell you.
Let me ask you something. Do you not understand the question? Are
yes,
you dying?
Ma'am.
Will you
yes.
die in 6 months?
Ma'am. I'm trying
Will
to
you say, die in 6 months? Yes or no?
I'm simply saying that if you're
yes
young,
or no.
if you're a pubescent boy and you lose a testicle, you tell me.
Okay,
look at the lady. I'll tell you. I'll tell
lying.
You. I'll answer your question. No, you're not dying.
Thank you.
He's not terminal.
But I am attempting to call them for a wish that I would like to have made, and simply saying to Elian Gonzalez, this is his ticket out. Somebody's got to help the kid, and I'm here to say that we should.
All right. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
Thank you.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Baldwin Park on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. I want to say, could you put this, whatever his name is, this kid who thinks that Make-A-Wish Foundation is for kids or whatever.
We're the future of America. They got to do good stuff for us.
They don't have to do anything.
Oh, yeah? If we don't get good stuff, then we take over and we legalize euthanasia. Henry and his cronies, I could make Dr. Kevorkian the Surgeon General.
Yeah, but he'll be dead.
Even Whitney Houston sang the song, The Children Are the Future. Remember that? Remember that when she did that?
Yeah,
Mr. Henry?
Yes, I remember it.
All right.
That's what I'm saying. I got a wish. I've been trying to call the Make-A-Wish Foundation for the last year, kid.
So, okay. But you're not terminally ill.
But wait a second. I want to see. My wish is to see Britney Spears' areolas and the boob area.
Oh, come on, kid. I mean, all you want to do is get off on some dirty pictures. And you're sitting here.
I'm saying, and this guy in Baldwin Park can back me up. We're the future of the world.
Yes, we got it. Whitney Houston sang about it. So what do you propose you do? You can't bug Make-A-Wish Foundation. They're going to do what they're going
to
do.
I think the least they can do is help a little boy trying to get into America.
All right. Can I say something?
Go ahead, kid.
Guess what? My friend has cancer, okay?
Yeah?
Me and him called up. We got one of the forms. It says, children with terminally ill diseases who will die in under a year.
Is that your friend?
Yeah.
How come you guys got to do it? How come no adult will do it?
Because guess what? His mom's an alcoholic.
You're kidding me.
No.
Really, kid?
Yeah.
You're not putting me on, are you?
No.
Well, you know, we'll take that over for you, man. You mean the mother's an alcoholic and his father's a piece of garbage?
Yeah.
You ain't kidding me, are you?
No.
Well, what's your name? Just give me your first name.
Julian.
And your buddy's name is what?
Brandon.
So you're telling me on the up and up that this guy's like got to fill out his own Make-A-Wish form because his mother's a piece of garbage?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you hold on, okay? Mike's going to talk to you, and I'm going to do something.
Are you going to do something nice for this kid?
Yeah, I think I will. Okay? Julian?
Okay.
You want to hold on?
Sure.
This kid's putting you on. You're going to look like a...
No, he is. You're not lying to me, are you, Julian?
No.
You are lying to him. You're trying to make the DJ look like a dumbass, aren't you?
No, I think that'd be you.
Me?
Yeah, you.
I'm the future of the...
Yeah, you're the future of the world. Julian, hold the line, all right? I'm going to get Mike to get your name and your number and stuff, all right, pal?
All right.
Hold on.
What a sucker. That kid's trying to sucker you just so he could see Britney Spears' areola.
Shut up. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. And we're talking about the somehow got on the topic of Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is an organization that grants wishes to kids. A lot of people calling and saying they grant wishes to terminally ill kids. We have a young man calling from Chatsworth. What is your name, kid?
My name's R.C. Collins, Mr. Henry. I like listening to your show. It's the best show we got going on around here, that's for sure. But I just wanted to make that comment because nobody's told that Elian Gonzalez kid. All he's got to do is call the Make-A-Wish Foundation. They'll do it for him.
Back off of your telephone, okay?
What?
Back off of your phone, all right?
Yes, sir. But they'll do it because that's why they were set up.
To do what? To grant wishes to terminally ill kids.
No, that's the misconception. To grant wishes to any kid that wants something, because as the future of America, if you don't, then you'll piss us off. And you don't want to do that. You don't want to piss off a generation of young people. Otherwise, there's drug addiction. There's all kinds of stuff that'll happen.
So what is this, man? Some kind of a generational blackmail? Do stuff for us or else you'll piss us off?
No, it's just that we're the future of America.
All right. Well, don't yell into the phone, okay?
What?
Don't yell into the phone. 1-800-449.
We're the future of America. And that's why they do stuff like that for kids.
Got it. 1-800-449-8686. Now, that little guy that called in about two calls ago, his friend's dying of cancer. And I said, how come your parents don't... Because he had to call up the Make-A-Wish Foundation himself for his friend. I said, how come your parents don't do it? And he says, because his mom's an alcoholic and his father's a piece of crap. Although he didn't quite use that word. And we said, well, maybe we can do something for your friend. So did you get the kid's name? And
I see. It's a promotional opportunity for you to look like a big shot. Is that it?
I beg your pardon?
A promotional opportunity for you to look like a big shot so you can bail out some kid what's got no kidney or something.
No, it's I felt bad for the kid. Promotional opportunity. You're Belinda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. On
Hi.
KFI and the Phil Henry Show and wherever else. Hello, sir.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I'm Brian from You're Belinda. And
how you doing, Brian?
I just wanted to call and talk about RC. This guy's being a moron. And
Yeah,
you are being a moron,
well,
RC.
Well, first of all, the Make-A-Wish Foundation grants wishes to kids.
Yes, I realize
that.
And
they always get it done.
Yeah.
They kick ass.
No, I had a friend that had a cancer of the brain, and the Make-A-Wish Foundation took her to Disneyland and Knott's Berry Farm. And
cancer of the brain.
Yes, she did.
Who had it? You or her?
No, my friend.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And I just think that what you're doing here is...
Make-A-Wish took her to Disneyland because she was terminally ill.
Yes.
Is she dead?
No, she survived the cancer.
Oh, what a jip! What a jip!
What do you mean, what a jip?
Well, she didn't even croak?
Oh, gosh.
What a total jip!
You know what?
Dude, that she survived, that's the gravy, okay? It was looking pretty bad. Cancer of the brain, man, you're dead, right?
Yes. That's...
The fact that they cured her was probably a... What do you mean, what a jip?
What about all the other kids that croak and don't get to go?
It was a long shot that she survived.
Well, then, if she survives, then this Elian Gonzalez kid can go, too.
And communism is not a terminal illness.
My friend...
Communism is a...
How old are you?
I'm 13.
Okay, I just turned 16.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, check it out. Communism
is a political structure.
It's responsible for the deaths of millions of people worldwide.
That may be so, but communism is, it's a political structure. It's not a terminal illness.
Oh, that's a matter of semantics. That's a matter of semantics. Communism is a terminally ill disease if you look upon it in the way you should, with historical perspective. And I believe that it was Karl Marx...
Oh, will you come on? What, are you going to sit here and go through Das Kapital? The fact is, we're talking about illnesses, physical illnesses suffered by young people. Make-A-Wish does things for them. Now, maybe they do get things done. Maybe they got all kinds of pull and juice. I don't know. Maybe they could even get Elian Gonzalez to stay in this country. If they do that for that kid, they're going to have to do it for a lot of other kids.
Well, I say bring it on, because my generation needs to have good stuff done to it on account of where the generation's got crack whores
you know
for mothers.
I'm of your generation, too.
Okay,
and
what
I
about all the crap?
We need to earn it ourselves. We don't need to be given free gifts. And, Elian, I don't know what you're talking about.
I'm talking about, what about all the crack whores and the alcoholics that we got for parents out there?
I don't know. My
Forget it, man.
my parents aren't crack whores and alcoholics, and I feel sorry for the kids that are.
Forget it, brother. We got to stick together on this one. We got to
stick
together and make our own rules, because these parents we got are mainline and smack, crack whores, junk mules, you name it, man, rockheads.
That's a small percentage of American parents.
Did you hear that kid?
Every parent in America.
Did you hear the kid that just called up? His friend's got cancer of the nut, and his mom can't even get up off the couch to call the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America.
Well, that's good. Well,
wait a second. That kid didn't have cancer of the nut. You did.
Well, whatever. We need to unite and get stuff.
All right, listen, I'm sorry that your friend got the disease, but I'm glad she's better.
Yeah.
Okay,
thank you,
pal. Thank you for calling. 1-800-449.
That's bogus, man. She gets brain cancer and then gets cured after going to the Knott's farm. She went to Knott's farm. You know, I should have gone to Nut Farm.
Because of your...
Yeah, because of the testicular deal.
That's great. Here is Nut Farm. Whittier on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, yeah, I'm
yes,
calling,
sir.
I don't want to. I just want to know what this kid's problem is. You're such a jerk. You know that?
Oh, my
what do you
problem
want him to
is
do, take the wish back just because she got. That's a good thing that she got better, man. What the hell is your problem?
Wait a second. You're supposed to be dead if they take you to the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
What do you mean you're supposed to be dead? What? How
because
old are you?
The reason why they make wishes for kids is the kids are going to be dirt napping in 6 months or something. That's what they say.
I don't believe. Well,
okay.
So what? You're mad because she got better?
I'm saying, if Elian Gonzalez can't have no trip into America, how come this girl gets to have a trip to the Nut Farm when she gets better?
You are unbelievable. You know that? Or
no.
Your parents must have been one of them crack house parents. You know what? Because you sound like you're a crack
my
baby.
My father's an attorney and very prominent.
You sound like you're a crack baby.
He pays my mom $10,000
you know
a month in child support.
You'd have to be.
Jesus.
Something's wrong with your brain.
What
to
a
be,
sad
be
thing, man.
Like that.
For you to start talking about $10,000 a month in child support, that's what your dad pays?
Yeah.
How often do you see your father?
I see him a couple times a year.
Isn't that great? What a great dad you got. Two times a year. All right, well, thank you for your call, sir.
All right,
1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here talking about Elian Gonzalez and the fact that maybe the Make-A-Wish Foundation can possibly grant his wish, which sounds like a ton of baloney to me. I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, I really think, Mr. Hendry, your callers and listeners ought to get behind it, because I think if they don't do it for kids what aren't sick, they ought to start in this case. The Make-A-Wish Foundation gets stuff done.
When you say they get stuff done, now I know they're great work, but they don't have unlimited resources and they don't have unlimited contacts.
There isn't one kid that they picked to do a thing for that didn't get to have it. Not one kid. And so...
Yeah, well, you may be number one.
Why?
Because you're the guy that wants to see Britney Spears. What did you say?
I want to see her areolas in the boob area.
You want to see her areolas in the boob area. Are you terminally ill?
I could be.
Yeah, hey, here's an idea. Go under the sink. Big bottle of Clorox, man. Ought to put you in a coma.
Real funny, Mr. Hendry. But the point you're missing is my generation is the succeeding generation. And we're
blah, 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 blah.
And we will, sir. We will someday take over the reins of power in this government. And then you'll be sick and sorry when Kevorkian's the Surgeon General. Asswipe.
Oh, now he's trying to hang the phone up. You haven't hung it up yet, kid. Jesus, listen to this idiot. It ain't hung up. Kid, it ain't hung up yet.
Spadulia!
Why don't we take another call? Irvine on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
Man, I just gotta say that this guy's a complete moron. I mean...
Spooge!
What's he talking about? I mean... Communism isn't a terminal disease.
Who's that? Is this Sorensen?
Yeah, this is Irvine.
Yeah, is this Chris Sorensen?
No, this is Chris
like my,
Sorensen.
You sound like my spooge friend, Chris Sorensen.
Oh, shut up, you moron.
Hey, moron. You know anything about communism?
Communism isn't a disease.
Hold on, he's hanging up on you again.
Communism isn't a disease?
No, it's not.
You ever heard of a guy named Joseph Stalin?
He killed
a bunch of people.
Moron.
He killed a bunch of people with communism. Sprayed them with it.
Shut up, you idiot, all right?
You shut up.
You shut up.
Munch.
Butt munch.
Munch boy.
Ass wipe.
Sphincter.
Okay, thank you. Thanks, both of you guys. So let's talk about Make-A-Wish Foundation, and it devolves into that. What did this kid tell you when he called up, Mike? That he wanted to talk about how Elian Gonzalez can get into America using the Make-A-Wish Foundation? And now the last I heard was he wanted to go to Nut Berry Farm because he had testicular cancer. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. That kid said to Mike that his friend moved away and he doesn't know where he is. I mean, I'm not trying to say anything. It's just that the one kid called in and said that his friend was dying of cancer and that his mom was a crack whore and his dad was some other kind of garbage. And so, you know, he didn't have any parents in his life, any adults in his life that would actually call or even so much as make any kind of an inquiry on his behalf with, like, a Make-A-Wish. So we thought that maybe we could do it for him. And it turns out that his friend moved away, and he doesn't know where he is. Maybe he's croaked. We don't know. It sucks. That's the thing. Boy, there are some parents out there. There's some people out there. There's a whole universe of assholes, isn't there? Just waiting for you. You young people, what a grand, grand life you have ahead of you. A universe of assholes just waiting for you. Well, maybe you can make it better, because I don't feel like it. I'm having my pool put in, and frankly, I'm going to have a drink. That's a good motto for the baby boomers. Why don't you guys make it better? Because we're tired. Why don't you guys make it better? Because we tried and failed. Or why don't you guys make it better? Because we took acid. I don't know. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. Speaking of just sitting on my ass and doing nothing, my wife is going off this evening to the 25th anniversary party for Arista Records, or is it Arista? Anybody got an idea? What's Arista? That thing hanging at the end of your arm. Anyway, Clive Davis, a tremendous influence in the recording business, and they're having a party, and she asked me to go with her. She said, well, you know, we're being invited to this thing. Some friends, good friends of ours, had a couple of tickets. You have to be invited. I didn't get invited. A couple of friends of mine who really are not in the recording business, but they're related to, I think, someone who's upstairs with Arista. So I said, God, I don't know, man. Now, one of the things about any kind of life that one might have, you got to live it, right? You got to get out and go and do. Especially if you're doing the kind of gig that I do. You got to get out and see a little bit of the world. But, you know, when I get off the air at 7, all I want to do is go home and lay on a floor. I just want to stare at my brand spanking new satellite TV. You know? I just want to smoke a cigar or something. I don't really want to go to a party where I'm fairly certain I wouldn't have a good time. And here's why. A, all of the heavyweights that will be there will be in a cordoned-off VIP area. VIP, I ain't. And neither is my wife. And neither are our friends. Sweet people that they are. None of us are VIPs. So we'll be in a roped-off area for, the Spadulia people. And the VIPs will be upstairs in some well-lit salon. And so that's number one. Number two, what do you do at a party like that? Well, you move from crowd to crowd. Now, you can listen and you can intermingle. And perhaps make a friend, who knows, maybe make a business deal, I doubt it. But nonetheless, by about, say, 11 o'clock, you want to get the hell out of there. And if you're going with another couple, and in this case it would be three other couples, it'd be four in total, oh my God, you're at everybody else's mercy. You leave when they want to leave. Now, they are getting a limousine, and that's kind of nice, but it's, you know, you're going to have eight people crammed into a six-person limo. You know what? Limousine travel is not the most comfortable in the world. I've kind of, you know what I'm saying, Mike? You know, you go everywhere in a limo. You go everywhere because his wife Gretchen insists on it. She said, well, I understand you're in show business. He says, look, I punch buttons. What are you talking about? Well, from now on, we have to go everywhere in a limousine. It's not all that comfortable. It's dark. It's stuffy. The seats suck. If you're in a suit or you're in a tux, they're not really made for, you know, everything start kind of gets rides up the crack of your ass. You know what I mean? And, oh, God, you're kidding me. Taylor says he went to Vegas in a limousine and it, quote, sucked. If there are more than two people, it's cramped. And have you ever tried to reach over and get a drink? Like, oh, God, look at that beautiful bar. They got booze. Will you pour me a drink? Sure. You're crawling over on your hands and knees to get the decanters of scotch, and you're pouring this thing, and there's nowhere to put it. You ever tried doing that, pouring yourself a drink in a limousine? So it's not the most comfortable thing. And I declined. To make a long story short, I said, God, you know, she said, you know something, honey? I said, what? She said, in order for our marriage to survive, we have to be honest with each other. And we have to tell each other how we really feel. I said, thank you. Thank God you're saying that. She says, do you want to go tonight or don't you? I said, I don't want to go to this thing. Not because I don't want to be with our friends. They're nice people. I don't want to go to an industry party. I don't want to go to one of those. I've never, ever really enjoyed myself at one of those, with one glaring exception. The casino night that we had for my friend's place over at CBS Studios is always a lot of fun. That's always a ball, because there's something to do. You know, you're playing craps, you're playing roulette, you're doing something for charity, and they got great food, and it's always fun. But if you're going to a party where all you're doing is getting cocktails and walking around and looking stupid, it's no fun. And she looked at me, and she smiled, and she said, I want a divorce. I want you out of the house when I come home tonight at 11. And I said, thank you. She said, you're welcome. And that's how you make things happen. Not in a good way, but that's how you make things happen. No, she said it was fine, and she would go off with my friends, and she was smiling, and I said, what time will you be home? She said, it's none of your freaking business. You're the guy that ain't coming. I said, well, you know, come on, honey. And she, well, it's. I said, well, as long as you're in a limo. She said, well, that's what they said, but we may be driving. I may drive. I don't know. In point of fact, I worry because I'm like that, but she's going to be fine, I guess. I don't know. Rod Stewart is supposed to be this thing, and a few other people, I guess, that record or have known Mr. Davis. And I don't know whether or not, I don't want to come off sounding, I don't know the man. I'm sure he's a fine guy. I'm not Santana. Now, that would be a guy I wouldn't mind meeting, Carlos Santana, if he went to this. But I see, what are the shots that I'm going to meet him? I'm not going to meet him. He has a lot of love for Clive Davis, because Clive was the guy who came up with the idea for the album. But I wouldn't want to. Go if I wasn't going to meet him. So in other words, I would be standing there, and you know, Carlos Santana's way up in the kitchen someplace holding court and with all of the, you know, Mexican servants, and I wouldn't be, you know, he's going to be talking to the butler. He won't talk to me. And the other guy, Rod Stewart, with all due respect, tremendous talent. I don't have any interest in meeting a guy. You know, it's okay, nice guy. Not a big fan of his music. Not since he left Faces, which is about 1972. It's about, what, 100 years ago. Shows you how old I am and getting older all the time. So I'm not going to the party, and I know that everybody over there at the Arista, they're just gnashing their teeth over that one. They'll miss me. I'm going to stay home, okay, and sleep.